Professor Alex McCorkadel's ocean engineering class is pretty full this semester, with about 40 students in class and streaming his lecture online. McCorkadel likes to use real challenges we face here in Louisiana, and we have plenty.
Okay, today we're going to finish up some of the work on hurricanes and surges. And I want to talk a little bit about the hurricane protection and some of the reasons and mechanics of the failures at the time of Katrina.
McCorkadel has worked in coastal engineering for many years, developing wastewater treatment models used across the world and researching the impact of stormwater runoff in Lake Pontchartrain. And he helped with the state's coastal master plan. Ryan Waldron already has a degree in engineering from LSU. He enrolled in UNO's program thinking the certificate might help him land state, local, and private contracts.
What I'm really hoping to get from the certificate program is really the word coastal engineer. I have the civil engineering master's degree where I studied this stuff, but a lot of clients actually require that you have someone on staff that has the title of coastal engineer to do coastal engineering work.
That's an emerging definition, according to UNO Program Director Malay Koshhajra. With the $6.8 billion from the BP oil settlement coming down the line and the state's investment in its coastal master plan, contractors need people who understand things like geomorphology, sediment transport, dredging, and designing dams and spillways. Koshhajra says a study conducted by GNO Inc. asked those contractors,
would you hire students who have knowledge of these courses? And they all said yes. And the next question was, when would you want to hire these students? And their answer was now.
Students may get that knowledge in a variety of ways. The certificate just puts all of those topics under one heading. Robin Barnes of GNO Inc. says until now, contractors had to send their workers out of state to learn skills like dredging, digging out deeper channels for ships to pass. She points out the window from the 34th floor in her downtown New Orleans office.
If you look out our window here and you see the river, we're looking at the Mississippi River right now, that's where the dredging is going to happen. So the students that are participating in the certificate program at UNO are then going to be able to utilize their skills by dredging in the river.
UNO's program is the second of its kind in the country. The other program is at Old Dominion University in Virginia, but it focuses on sandy beaches rather than Louisiana's muddy delta. Engineer Amer Tufel already has a master's in civil engineering. He's one of about 20 professionals enrolled. He owns New Orleans-based Greenpoint Engineering. It's designed flood control and conducted studies on flooding and drainage for St. Tammany and Ascension parishes. The certificate reinforces his case for getting local contracts rather than outside firms. He'd also like to hire some of his classmates.
There's an accountability that comes with, being from here. It's not to say that we don't value the expertise that has been proven elsewhere and can be applied here. But having a sense of ownership in the kind of work that we do, I think is important.
He says the challenges of rising sea levels and eroding wetlands exist around the world.
The real approach here has to be to develop a center of learning, a center of expertise that's based in Louisiana that goes beyond a certificate program that may be graduate level studies, funded research programs that apply the real world experience of rebuilding the coast.
UNO Program Director Malay Koshhajra says the program represents a shift, bringing more environmental science and ecological understanding to engineering the river and coast. And yes, the plan is to teach lessons that apply elsewhere.
To provide the students with the knowledge that they can apply in any other deltaic area in the world, like India, Bangladesh, Europe, Canada.
He hopes the certificate grows into a full-fledged master's in coastal engineering. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wensland.